AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Sheriff Shannon Moon says they believe a body found in a Northern California reservoir is 16-year-old Kylie Rodney.
It was located inside the Prosser Lake. Was located within a search zone that we have been searching since the very beginning of our operation.
Rodney was reported missing after attending a large party at a Sierra Nevada campground 2 weeks ago. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says after more than five decades of service, he will retire at the end of the year. The AP Sagar-Magani reports Fauci became a household name during the pandemic and the subject of partisan attacks.
As the pandemic deepened, then President Trump pushed unproven theories and pushed back against Fauci's calls for public caution.
We can't be doing the kinds of things we were doing a few months ago.
People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots.
Saying Fauci's a nice man who was wrong about a lot. Fauci also clashed with GOP lawmakers like Senator Rand Paul.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress.
Accusing Fauci of lying about the virus's origins, among other things.
If anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
In a separate exchange with GOP Senator Roger Marshall, who questioned Fauci's financial disclosures.
What a moron.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge acknowledged redactions to an FBI affidavit spelling out the basis for the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida might be so extensive it could make the document meaningless if released to the public. But he said he continues to believe it should not remain sealed in its entirety. The son of a former Alaska state lawmaker is facing charges of manslaughter and evidence tampering in the death of his father, former state representative Don Westlake. This is AP News. Rapper Fetty Wap is facing prison time. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Fetty Wap has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute and possess controlled substances. He was arrested in October for allegedly conspiring to smuggle large amounts of heroin and other drugs into the New York City area in 2019 and 2020. That carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, with more possible under federal sentencing guidelines. A date for his sentencing has not been announced. Fetty Wap's bond was revoked 2 weeks ago after prosecutors say he threatened to kill a man during a 2021 FaceTime call. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
An ethics board in South Dakota says it found sufficient information Governor Kristi Noem may have engaged in misconduct when she intervened in her daughter's application for a real estate appraiser's license that it could take action against her. It did not specify the action. No immediate response from the governor. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.